And if you bump fruit at the store, the grocer might put it in a what to bring it home?
A grocery bag.
Well, can you think of, that's right, can you think of any other names that you might use to describe?
A paper sack would have been.
Which one would be most familiar with you? We were talking about this in class, whether you'd call it a paper bag or paper sack or grocery sack. Or which one would you use when you were just talking in conversation?
I say a grocery bag.
That's
but
right.
I think we used to say a paper sack on the wall.
Well, did you ever use another word to describe a bag made out of paper? Maybe if it was bigger or smaller. Can you think of any other? Well, I tell you what, one thing I was thinking of is poke. But that, did that describe a paper sack, or you ever heard?
Yes, I've heard that word, but I don't know, it never was used much in our family.
Poke wasn't. How was a fairly large amount of sugar packaged?
Well, we used to buy it.
Or, say, 50 pounds of flour.
50 pounds of flour, they were in cloth sacks, bags.
Would that be a sack or bag?
Well, we always said sugar sack.
Sack. What do you call the bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in? Well, this might be made out of burlap, it's rough. It's kind of an old, you don't hear this term very often, but I've heard it a lot, the sack burlap.
Jute sack?
Well, and there's another word I know you're familiar with it, that for a burlap bag, that potatoes might come in.
A poke?
Well, that might be one, but Madeline and I were talking about that, and she pronounced it and called it what people in this area call it. Now, my mother would have called it a croaker sack, but you might have called it something else, a burlap bag. Can you think of a word? Have you ever heard of a toe sack?
Yeah, we talked of that.
Did you ever use it?
Yes.
That term, toe sack?
Yeah, toe sack.
Now, they understand that in South Georgia it's known as a croaker sack. My mother always called it a croaker sack instead of toe sack. What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground? Can you think of a...
Well, we'd say we had so many sacks of corn, the bags would come up.
Well, what about if you took...
A bushel.
Carrying an amount of wood, what might you say about that?
Wood for...
If you were just carrying some into the house, you might say you had a
turn of wood.
Would you ever use that with corn, a turn of corn meal, corn or meal?
Well, possibly so.
When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you put in a new
bulb.
When you carry the washing out and hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a
hamper.
What do nails come in, like a barrel but smaller?
Nail keg.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood or staves in place?
Well,
wire,
or sometimes I used to see a metal band.
Was there another word besides band?
Yeah, I think what it is.
That's all right. Hook.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, barrel hoops.
What would you put in the top of a bottle that...
A stopper. Cork.
Right. That's what I was thinking of. What kind of musical instrument might you put in your mouth and blow?
A harp.
Do you recall any other names for it?
Harmonica.
And you call it a harp?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear mouth harp?
Yes, I've heard it called mouth harp.